We have one more matter here, a request for public hearing pertaining to the harvesting of clams regarding handheld water vacuums or water rigs. Dr. Wesson. Thanks.
Just come on our radar screen last week that we should probably make a change before we say uncle. The clam aquaculture industry uses a piece of equipment that they call water vacuums or water rigs. And this is just one picture of it. I'll show you some more here in a second. But they're handheld devices that let them go onto their netted plots of clams and more easily, using water pressure, harvest the clams up that they have grown. We have a little glitch in this in that we have a code section that says that hydraulic dredges are prohibited. And when these were first used back in the mid-90s, we had several different versions of hydraulic dredges that were going on. And we decided at that point to treat them all the same. And if you were going to use them, we were going to require you to have a scientific collection permit. And you're supposed to get the permit and provide us information on how well it does and things like that. And this is really what this piece of code was written for. It was written for big boats that there was some thought back in the 80s that they were going to go in the Hampton Roads and more efficiently with a big head, hydraulic head like this, that they, and an escalator, that they blow water down and they catch clams and they would put the patent tongs out of business. So they went to the General Assembly and they got a law and code that just said you can't use hydraulic dredges. And we were using a device like this on Seaside for actually turning shells over. That's what this picture is from. But this is a hydraulic excavator that we had somebody purchase in North Carolina, and it's one we were using. And they were using them in Maryland for a long time. They used them on Seaside up in Chincoteague Bay. They still use them in Maryland a lot in relative terms for razor clams and soft shell clams now, even though those populations have declined a lot. And in the old days, even with this code section, you could still do the soft clams. You could still use this on orchard beds, but it specifically says you cannot harvest a clam with a hydraulic dredge. And this is a picture of one that somebody came up with on the Eastern Shore that it was actually had a little tractor pushing it, and so that was being tested in the mid-90s. So we were kind of lumping them all together in these scientific collection permits, and the only one that's kind of lived through the years and has now become very popular, and you can ask Mr. Ballard, I don't think anybody hardly on the Eastern Shore of Virginia harvests a clam with anything but them. I mean, nobody's using a hand rake anymore. This is just what they use, and they're a little metal box that has a manifold, PVC manifold that squirts the water into the soil and pushes the clams back up into that the little wire basket in the back. And they just, as they're going down a bed of clams, they got a little pump that's on the boat that's pumping water into it, and they just keep switching the wire basket as they move further down and harvesting their clams. It's very efficient. Doesn't do any damage. They replant these areas the same year or very shortly thereafter. And we continue to write these collection permits, and it's becoming really burdensome to us and the staff as well as the industry. And people had kind of forgotten about them. And, you know, we had a surge of them in, you know, around the late 90s, but now there are many, many more than we get requests for the collection permit. And somebody happened to get caught a couple of weeks ago using one, and this thing kind of popped out. And so we're getting inundated right now with requests for them, for people to get caught up. And we would like to, this thing has certainly proven itself. We would like to just switch it to a gear license that we established, just like buying a clam rake, that you would get it at your agent, and we'll make changes to advertise for changes in the 4VC 2070-10 pertaining to harvesting of clams, and just add it as a gear for harvesting clams, and then we will not have to do it as a staff anymore.
So I'd like to add, we should revisit 1090, Chapter 4VAC 2010-90. We removed all of our license fees from regulations several years ago, and we housed them in Chapter 1090. So I think Chapter 70 could indicate that you need this device, whether it's water rake or however it's termed, but we'd need to advertise a change to 1090 to incorporate the $24 fee.
Excellent.
So that would be asked as well.
And that, excellent point. That fee was just picked because it's the same price as a regular rake. I mean, that's the same price for both of them. So.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Dr. West. Well, matters before the commission for a request for a public hearing to change those two regulations next month.
Motion to approve staff recommendations for the changes to both regulations.
For the public hearing for next month.
Yes, sir.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedron. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Motion passes unanimously. Is there anything else on the agenda? Anything else for the good of the order? I hereby adjourn the meeting here. Thank you very much.